This weekend marks the fourth anniversary of Hurricane Katrina's landfall on the Gulf Coast. Since shortly after that storm, we've been checking in with Donald and Colleen Bordelon of St. Bernard Parish near New Orleans. Even when water filled the first floor of their house, they stayed. They've stayed ever since. And now their house is fixed up. The Bordelons have seen public works crews in their neighborhood, though the neighborhood is still mostly empty.
Road work.
Yeah, road work. And we got a new street, you know.
Although it must feel strange to put in a whole new street and you've still got these properties on either side with slabs where there used to be houses and still a lot of vacant houses and so forth.
Exactly, man. They still got a lot of slabs. They're starting to kind of tear them up now, you know. I guess one day they'll go for sale, you know.
Mm. Are there enough people around that there's some kind of street life? Does anybody ever have a block party or cookout?
No block parties yet, you know. Just really neighborhood friends, you know. Everybody kind of get together, you know.
Although I bet you guys have been outside on the grill a little bit this summer.
Oh, of course. You know that. You know me. Been trying to get you down here again, you know. eat some good crabs and some shrimp, some oysters, you know.
Oh, my gosh. I'm like, there now. I'm there now.
I heard that.
If I were to, I don't know, go up in a helicopter, a balloon, over St. Bernard Parish, and I'm looking down, how different do you think St. Bernard Parish would look today than it did right after the storm hit?
It looks a lot better, you know. It really does look a lot better because, you know, most of the houses is pretty much cleaned up. Every street you ride up and down, you know, you see a lot of high grass, you know, here and there, you know. There's still a few houses, a few places on our street that grass, you know, 4, 5, 6 foot high, you know. It's like a little set of woods, you know.
Hmm.
I hate to say it, I'm still cutting my neighbor's grass next door and a house next door and a lot across the street that they just never did really nobody fool with, you know. And I just hate living next door to something like that. So take a couple extra hours every week, you know, and take care of it, you know.
I'd like to ask you each also, and I know you've had such tremendous spirit, which is one of the reasons we keep coming back to you. You've dealt with horrible things, and you just keep going. But what for you right now is hard, if anything?
The conveniences is what I missed before. Businesses that you were used to going to before isn't there anymore, so you got to go with somebody else that you're not used to. But, you know, like everything else, you adapt. I guess you just roll with the punches, like, you know, what can you do? Scream?
I really miss that. That's what I miss worse. You know, my garage, I had a lot of tools in my garage. I ain't got 1/16th of what I had before, you know. I really lost a lot of tools, you know. It cost you a fortune to replace everything, you know.
Was that a lifetime accumulation of tools?
Exactly. A lifetime to my daddy and, you know, some of his friends and some of the stuff he collected, you know. Stuff you'll never get back again, you know.
Are those the times now that you remember Hurricane Katrina when you just, the little things like that you think of
every,
something?
Every day. Because, you know, you walk in a garage and I got one of them, and you start, oh, it's
but
not
you,
there.
You say, oh, wait, I knew we had it. We go digging, and we say, oh, no, that was pre-Katrina. That went with the storm.
Just things like that you really miss, you know.
Well, Donald and Colleen Bordelon, it's always a pleasure to speak with you.
Take care.
Okay, you too. Be careful.